It seems to me, in the spirit of the very sweet words that were offered by Rabbi Wernick just a few moments ago, that to engage in an exercise of memory in this room is entirely appropriate. I do believe that the last time I stood at a pulpit in this room with the chairs configured this way, I was quaking in my pants, and Professor Lieberman, Professor Greenberg, Professor Zucker, ganze Mishpacha, was arrayed, ready to critique my senior sermon. And I must admit, it feels a little disquieting to be in here and to look at, you know, the Aron Kodesh that looks slightly in disrepair. And I have such powerful memories just walking into this room where I davened so many times and faced my professors who were precious to me. But this afternoon we're gathered not for nostalgia or for our own individual memories, but we are gathered really to remember our friends and colleagues and teachers and their spouses who passed away during the past year. And as we gather to do so, all of these people having been a precious part of the Rabbinical Assembly family, my thoughts turn to the death of Rabban Gamliel II, who is better known in rabbinic literature as Rabban Gamliel d'Yavne, a towering figure in the Jewish community of Eretz Yisrael in the late 1st century, early 2nd century of the Common Era, a death that greatly pained and aggrieved the Jewish community almost 2,000 years ago. In Masechet Moed Katan of the Babylonian Talmud, we are taught in a famous sugya that for all of his strength in continuing the heroic work of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai in reconfiguring and reconstructing and rebuilding the Jewish community of Eretz Yisrael that had been decimated by Churban HaBayit, the destruction of the Second Temple, it was Rabban Gamliel's death and how he wished it to be observed that left his greatest and surely longest lasting legacy on the Jewish community that he served well beyond his time. The Talmud relates that before he died, it was common practice for the rich and the powerful to be buried on ornamented beds and the poor on a plain bier. The rich would have food brought to their houses of mourning in baskets of gold and silver, and the poor would have food, if there was food brought, in baskets of willow twigs. The faces of the rich at that time would be left uncovered, but the faces of the poor that had been so degraded by hunger and by poverty and by the difficulties of their lives would be covered. For all of these reasons and more, not least of which the onerous cost of the funeral, Rabban Gamliel decided that he, the Nasi of the Jewish community, a rich and powerful figure, would be buried in garments of flax, like the poor. And thus did the convention of simplicity in the Jewish funeral come into being. If the Nasi, the head of the Jewish community, was to be buried simply and without excess and without any pomp and circumstance that owed to his position in the community, then surely all should be buried that way. I hope that when you have the time, you will carefully peruse the pages of this memorial book that many of you are holding, which was so lovingly edited by our colleague, Rabbi Jan Carol Kaufman, with the assistance of many of the family members of those whom we remember today. And I acknowledge with gratitude and with great affection the presence of those family members. Within the pages of this booklet, you will find colleagues whose contributions to our movement and to American and world Judaism were epic significant, well-known, way beyond the borders of the rabbinical assembly, and others whose rabbinates were of a more modest nature. You will find colleagues who made their mark in the pulpit world, and others who brought their rabbinic training to bear on scholarship, chaplaincy, interfaith work, and numerous other areas. You will find colleagues who were born in Europe and either escaped or endured the Shoah, and others who were born and raised here, or in Israel, or in South America, or in other parts of the world. And of course, you will find the names also of their rabbinic spouses, whom we also remember today, whose companionship and support was crucial to their success and their sense of well-being. In the spirit of Rabban Gamliel's legacy, I choose not to highlight one colleague over another or one spouse, although some were surely better known than others. Their stories are all within the pages of your booklet. I invite you to read them. I urge you to read them. For our purposes today, for the purpose of memory, each and every one was a precious part of our rabbinical assembly family, worthy of our respect and of our commitment to perpetuate their memories and their good works. I was originally to recite their names and the El Male Rachamim together with our colleague Rabbi Jan Orbach, but unfortunately Rabbi Orbach was called away due to an illness in her family. So, with her permission, I will be doing this on my own. But as we recite these names and the El Male Rachamim, let us all resolve to ensure that their souls, via our commitment to remember them, indeed be bound up Bitzor HaChayim, in the bond of everlasting life, and may their memories forever be a blessing. Amen. Please rise. Our colleagues who passed away, Rabbi Kenneth Stephen Cohen, Harav Chaim Shmuel ben Avram Pesach HaKohen Umindel, Rabbi Rani Cohen, Harav Daniel Rani ben Yetta Umoshe HaKohen Zal, Rabbi Istvan Doman Zal, Harav Rafael Moshe ben Harav Eliyahu Zal, Harav David, Rabbi David M. Feldman, Harav David Michael ben Harav Yaakov Moshe Zal, Rabbi Gershon Friedland, Harav Chaim Gershon ben Yoel Vachava Zal, Rabbi Alex Kaplan, Harav Eliyahu ben Shlomo Verivka Zal, Rabbi Alex Yisrael Klein, Harav Yisrael Chaim ben Moshe Meir Vesara Zal, Rabbi Mark Noah Liebhaber, Harav Mordechai Noach ben Pinchas Veshendel Zal, Rabbi Seymour M. Panitz, Harav Shmuel Menachem ben Yecheskel Unechama Necha Zal, Rabbi Stanley Platik, Harav Zeev Shlomo ben David Ve'elka Zal, Rabbi Stephen Saltzman, Harav Shalom ben Zvi Eliyahu Verachel Zal, Rabbi Alan Schranz, Harav Avraham ben Shimon Vechava Zal, Rabbi Harold M. Schulweis, Harav Svi ben Moshe Veshena Henya Zal, Rabbi Yosef Schweitzer, Harav Yehuda ben Shmuel Zal, Rabbi Meyer J. Strassfeld, Harav Meir Yechiel Michal ben Avraham Halevi Veshifra Zal, Rabbi Joel Wasser, Harav Yaakov Zalman ben Yehuda Leib Verachel Zal, Rabbi Gerald Bruce Weiss, Harav Yaakov Dov ben David Vechaya Zal, Rabbi Dov Zlatnik, Harav Dov Chaim ben Zeev Zal. El Malei Rachamim Shochen Bamromim. Amtze menucha nechona Tachat kanfe hashchina B'malot kedoshim tahorim Kizohar harakia Mazhirim et nishmot Rabbaneinu hanichbadim v'ha'ahuvim Shehalchu li'olamam B'gan Eden tehe menuchatam Ana bal harachamim Hastirehem b'seter k'nafecha Li'olamim Utzor b'tzorachayim et nishmotehem Adonai hu nachalatam V'yanuchu b'shalom Al mishkevotam V'nomar Amen. The rabbinic spouses whom we lost this year: Erica Greenbaum Brief, Chava Bat Naftali Hertz Upnina Perel Zal, Perla Blima Lifshitz Brandris, Perla Blima Bat Harav Yitzchak HaKohen Vitova Genendel Zal, Pearl Ehrlich, Tzipora Bat David Bechana Zal, Rosalind Raz Gewurz Grossman, Nechama Razel, Shoshana Bat Mendel Ukraindel Zal, Tzipora L. Jacobs, Tzipora Tivia Bat Yaakov Yisrael Vitova Zal, Rose Miller Klein, Rivka Rachel Bat Avraham Upesha Zal, Gabriella Landau, Gabriella Bat Avraham Zal, Helen Shirley Goldberg Levine, Chana Sara Bat Avraham Yosef Halevi Va'alta Fega Zal, Sarah Louise Reese, Sarah Leah Bat Yosef Vehadasa Zal, Florence Roth, Fruma Leah Bat Shmuel Vidobe Zal, Dorothy Spivak, Dvorah Bat Menasha Vesima Zal, Rosalind Spielman, Shoshana Bat Avigdor Vanya Liba Zal, Cynthia Winograd Spritzer, Shoshana Bat Natan Vechaya Zal, Nechama Gleiberman Teller, Nechama Bat Aharon Vitamar Zal, Helen Browdy Tomsky, Chaya Freda Bat Shmuel Viranya Zal, Fanny Goldberg Weintraub, Chaya Fega Bat Yitzchak Meir Verifka Leah Zal, Ruth Youngman Wind, Ruth Bat Mordechai Verifka Zal, El Malei Rachamim Shochen Bamromim Amtzei Menucha Nechona Tachat Kanfei Hashchina B'malot Kedoshim Tahorim Kizohar Harakia Mazirim Et Nishmot Ra'ayot Rabbaneinu Hanechbadim V'ha'ahuvim שהלכו לעולמם בגן עדן תהי מנוחתן ענה בעל הרחמים הסתירם בסתר כנפיך לעולמים וצרור בצרור חיים את נשמותיהן אדוני ונחלתן ותנוחו בשלום על משכבותן ונאמר Please join me in the mourner's kaddish. Yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabah B'yalma v'yibrach irutei b'yamlech malchutei V'chayekom v'yomekom v'chayek d'chol beit Yisrael V'agalal v'zman karim v'yimru hamen Yitvarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei V'yitadar v'yitadev v'yitalal shmei yibusha v'rihu Li'ela nimko v'irchata v'shirata Tush v'chata v'dechemata Da'amira v'yalma v'yimru amen. Yehesh Lama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'yimru Amen. Oseh Shalom.